The Centaur by Mae Swanson. The summer that I was 10. Can it be there was only one summer that I was 10? It must have been a long one then. Each day I'd go out to choose a fresh horse from my stable, which was a willow grove down by the old canal. I'd go on my two bare feet. But when, with my brother's jackknife, I had cut me a long, limber horse with a good, thick knob for a head, and peeled him slick and clean, except a few leaves for the tail, and cinched my brother's belt around his head for a rein, I'd straddle and canter him fast up the grass bank to the path, trot along in the lovely dust that talcumed over his hoofs, hiding my toes and turning his feet to swift half-moons. The willow knob with a strap jouncing between my thighs was the pommel and yet the pole of my nickering pony's head. My head and my neck were mine, yet they were shaped like a horse. My hair flopped to the side like the mane of a horse in the wind. My forelock swung in my eyes, my neck arched, and I snorted. I shied and skittered and reared, stopped and raised my knees, pawed at the ground and quivered. My teeth bared as we wheeled and swished through the dust again. I was the horse and the rider, and the leather I slapped to his rump spanked my own behind. Doubled, my two hooves beat a gallop along the bank. The wind twanged in my mane, my mouth squared to the bit. And yet I sat on my steed, quiet, negligent riding, my toes standing the stirrups, my thighs hugging his ribs. At a walk, we drew up to the porch. I tethered him to a paling. Dismounting, I smoothed my skirt and entered the dusky hall. My feet in the clean linoleum left ghostly toes in the hall. "Where have you been?" said my mother. "Been riding," I said, from the sink, and filled me a glass of water. "What's that in your pocket?" she said. "Just my knife." It weighted my pocket and stretched my dress awry. "Go tie back your hair," said my mother. "And why is your mouth all green?" "Rob Roy, he pulled some clover as we crossed the field," I told her.